They say over a miser, somebody sent a miser once of a family that had a lot of Judaica, a lot of manuscripts, Ksav Yad, many Gedolim, many Rishonim, Achronim. One of the items that he owned was a pair of tefillin that belonged to the Kotzke Rebbe. The Kotzke Rebbe's Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. And this old man who collected all these items decided one time he was going to visit a certain gadol to show him the Kotzke Rebbe's tefillin. He's going to take them along. And he says to his grandson, do me a favor, you know, a couple of his grandchildren maybe want to come with me to this gadol and we'll show him the Kotzke Rebbe's tefillin, we'll get a brach of him. Okay, and off they go. So we go sit down with the gadol. And afterwards, well, after they got the brochas and they discussed whatever they needed to discuss, so the grandfather says to the gadol, I've got a pair of tefillin here from the Kotzke Rebbe. This is his Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Would you like to put them on? And the gadol shakes. And he said, me? A simple boss of the dom to put on the tefillin from the Kotzke Rebbe? I can't do such a thing. And the two grandchildren, who were standing there watching the miser, looked at each other and smiled. They couldn't believe it. Because their minhag was as follows. Their minhag was whenever they went to grandpa's house, whenever they went to the Zayda, so they knew that locked away in the bottom over there in the box in the cupboard, he had a pair of tefillin on the Kotzke Rebbe. So they used to go into Zayda's house, they used to go into his study over there, close the door behind them, and they would put on the Kotzke Rebbe's tefillin. And Israel would take turns, and he would say, hey, I'm the Rebbe, tomorrow he's the Rebbe, look at the mirror, the Kishmaga. And that is seen. This Gadol Mamash, right, Galois at Tzaddik, who won't even think of touching the tefillin. And they just couldn't believe it. What's the yesod? Sometimes we're dealing with certain things and we don't know what we're dealing with. We don't know exactly what we're handling. And tefillah is exactly that. The koyach of tefillah is exactly something that was given to us by the Rabbeinu Shmuel as a moyudik chesed, as we'll see Be'ez Hashem as we go on. It's something that we can accomplish unbelievable heights and unbelievable things for ourselves. But sometimes we don't realize the koyach of a tefillah. We don't realize our own koyach is in tefillah, and we don't actually understand that which we're handling. You know, there was a certain gadol one time standing by the Kotel HaMaravi, and all of a sudden, he sees it like a motorbike coming all the way inside, punished down to the plaza. These two huge guys get off with these big leather jackets, earrings go all the way down their ears, but was dressed like, you know, I don't know what. They walk, they come off the motorbike, they go closer to the Kotel HaMaravi, they go closer to the wall. One of them takes out a pen and a paper, starts writing a note, shows it to his friend. His friend is Lord, yeah, ask him. They fold it up, put it into the wall, on the motorbike, and off they are again. And this guy, this gadol, was sitting beside him thinking, it's very weird. I don't know if they're even Jewish, Bachlai. What was that all about? So he had to curiosity. Why or wrong, I don't know. And he went over to the note to see exactly what it is that they wrote. And a very simple letter was written that we would like, please, God, to make the Maccabees the football team for tonight's match. Please, they should win. And this gadol had to move to Gazach. I mean, the person could look at the story and say, ah, chutz with the car. No. Look at the koyach of tefillah. Look at, they realize these are simple people, Yidden, not Yidden, I don't know. Oh, but they realize there's a koyach of tefillah. There's a koyach of tefillah that was given to every single person. We have to use it correctly. One last maisa, and then we'll start some halachas. There was a big king, a big, very wealthy, wealthy melech, a big king, with palaces galore, castles, servants, horses, unbelievable, wealthy, wealthy king. Decided one day he's going to take a hunting trip, so he goes and takes his closest fellows, and off they go on their horses, they pack, you know, with all the things that they're going to need for the next few days. And off they go into the woods, far, far from the palace, and they start their hunting trip. All of a sudden, the king says, you know, I would like to light my Cuban cigar. So, please get me my Cuban cigar. So, they pack all the details, they give him the Cuban cigar. He says, now I need a match. A match. Ah. So they start looking again in the packages, and they just don't find the match. They pack everything, but this poshut forgot to pack a match. No. So the king says, you know, hello, I need to go and light my Cuban cigar. Go and find me a match. So they go to the local peasants, the local villagers over there, and they say, can you go to one of the villagers? Can you give us a match for the king? He said, I don't know this king, why should I give a match? What do you mean? He said, well, you know, this is the king, he's a wealthy king, he's unbelievable, he has everything, he's got horses and everything, and he's so wealthy, he just needs a match, he doesn't have a match. He said, what do you mean? I'm also wealthy. I've got 24 chickens, I've got 6 horses, I've got a couple of cows, makes eggs, we have lots of milk, I'm also wealthy, what do I need to give the king a match for? That Actavis, you fool!
I don't understand.
The king has got castles upon castles of each of them, I've got 400 cows and 4,000 chickens, and you can't spare a quarter of a dollar match? You don't even realise what you're saying. The marshal is poshut. The Rabboni Shalom has everything. Mamish, everything should have everything. Right? And he's willing to give you so much.
You just have to ask. And if you don't ask, it doesn't come.
As we know from the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, when Rashi tells us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, all of the plants, all the vegetation were there in the Pesach of the Adama, all ready to come up. But it didn't come up until when? Until somebody doubted. Until Odom HaMishu could mark you the Torah and he could daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's how important tefillah is. There was once an Italian Jew that decided to become one day, become a ger. Mamish, all the way to nowhere, and they asked him, what's trapped? He said, because I found an Italian siddur with an Italian translation, and I saw that the first thing a Jew does in the morning is he talks to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I've got to have on this religion. And he became a ger instantly. So Mamish, an unbelievable, unbelievable thing. Let's start with the Shtickle of the Inyan. There's an old saying that says, it's actually got a very powerful message, that HaKadosh Baruch himself doesn't need your tefillah, but you, yourself, need your tefillahs. We have to realize that the tefillahs that we have are often a benefit for ourselves, not so much for the Ribbono Shel Olam. For us, we gain from it. The message of a person would bear in mind the whole concept of davening. It says, whole davening would be a different davening. The problem is that we don't have into our heads who we're davening to, and what we can accomplish. One of the methods that Bali Musa always bring down, and if a person wants to machazik himself in a certain Indian, is to take and learn the halachas. When a person learns the halachas of something, he automatically becomes more aware and more realizing of what he's doing and what's going on. And it's the same thing with tefillah. If a person learns it with tefillah, so during the tefillah, he'll start thinking of this halacha, that halacha, and he'll become more aware of tefillah itself. And that's l'maisa be'ez Hashem, what we hope to be doing the next few shiurim now. We're trying to go through some of the ikka halachos. We can't get to all of the tefillah. It will take us at least a whole year just to go through the whole of the tefillah. But for some of the ikka inyonim that people, I think, are a little bit mazalzel in these inyonim. And ba'etzem, I have to say, you're also very important, you say it. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, has a sefer, Orchus Yosha. And he says, it's a chiyuv, listen to the Lashon Reb Chaim Kanievsky, mamish, unbelievable Lashon. He says, it's a chiyuv gadol for every single person to be ibaki in Hilchus Tvila. Mamish, can you imagine that? Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, a chiyuv gadol for everyone to be a baki in Hilchus Tvila. Because he says, imagine if a person is serving a melech, he's serving a king, and he doesn't know how to act in front of that king. It's bad, he's going to upset him, he's going to do something wrong. And the melech, a person has to know Tvila, Zuk Reb Chaim Kanievsky, mamish, a shtark loshon. There is no suffix that the learning of Hilchus Tvila comes before all other limudim. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, a person who knew Korachas, Korachul Holoch. We said that a brother, Hilchus Tvila, comes to us. This is something we do 3 times a day. It's good for a person to know all of the halachas in these days. Let me continue later. There's a mission in Ovis. The mission of Ovis tells us, Al Shloisha Dvorim Ma'olim Oimid, Al Adoira, Al Avoida, Al Gimel Eskasov. Rabbi Yehuda tells us, Al Shloisha Ha'olim Oimid, it's not the Pshat, that's what they're standing on. But this is the essence of why the world was created. I know you're stating Rabbeinu Yonah. This is Rotzon Hashem. This is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. I know you're stating Rabbeinu Yonah. So if one of them is Avodah, i.e. Korbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, so it says Rabbeinu Yonah, because of our Averis, but we're saying our Rabbim, unfortunately, we don't have this kind of Avodah anymore. Of a Zug Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu, you know, like Chazal tell us, that Chiles b'mokim, Avodah the Beis HaMikdash, Mokim Korbonis. And the Mele is such an important thing, because if this is what the Mishnah is telling us, this is one of the reasons why the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. Dafka for Avodah, for Tzvila, Zoy Shteitin, Rabbeinu Yonah. The Gemara Brachos, Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, tells us that we know there are certain things that require Chizik all the time. All the time. And one of them, Zug the Gemara, is Tzvila. Rashi says, She's chazik obam bo tomit b'chol koichoi. Rashi the Gemara is telling us that a person has to be machazik himself in tefillah all the time with all of his koichas. There's a Moshe Shemesh in Parashas Kiseitze. This is an unbelievable thing. He says that the Ikur Mulchomas HaYetzahara, the Ikur Mulchomas HaYetzahara, is Dafron Tila. So better than Etzan HaYetzahara will let you down, will let you learn, he'll let you do lots of chesed, lots of wonderful, wonderful things. Oh, but when it comes to Tfilah, when it comes to conversing with the Rabbeinu Shalom, when we speak to the Rabbeinu Shalom, so that is something to the Moshe Shemesh that the Yitzhahara goes all out and tries to get a person to not do. The Ike Eitzah that all the Svarim bring is for a person to be higher in Madrega of Tfilah, is to Bedavka have times for a person to learn and to understand what the Tfilahs are saying, to know, like we said, Rochaim Kanievsky said, Bavka the Halachot. These are some of the most important fundamental things for a person to be getting a higher madrega in tefillah, just like a person would have a business. No less than that. He would have a business, he would set aside time for accounting, when he goes through to see what the matzav is, where he's holding, where the business is making money, it's going better, it's not going better. He sets time for that. It's not kiddu, bittle business. No, it's a chayrin in the business. So the same thing with tefillah. It's not bittle when a person sits for a few minutes, maybe with a siddur, to see what the translation is, to see what the Mavoshim say about something, to learn some of the halachas of tefillah, and the Mela Ayyidei Zeh, your tefillah will be a totally different tefillah. There's a Moedik and Medrash in Parashas Miketz that says a Moedik Aloshon, Ein Lecha Gedoyla Min HaTefillah. There is nothing bigger than tefillah. And that the Gemara tells us in Baram and Beis and Brochus, that tefillah is greater than all of the Maisim Tovim you can ever do. Because there was no one greater to the Gemara than Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet we see Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest person in Maisim Tovim. But why was Moshe Rabbeinu answered? Only because of tefillah. As we state in the Gemara, that the tefillah is bigger than all the Maisim Tovim. There's a Medrash Tanchuma, Parashas Vayera, that brings down that even if a person doesn't, he's mispal, but he's not zoicha. He's not kedai. He's not right to be answered. So the medrash tanchuma of a person governs the kavana, and he means it what he's saying. So the medrash guarantees the Rabbeinu Shalom will listen to you, and you will be answered. There's a gemara in Megillah of Zayin that tells us gedolei tefillah mitoira, that tefillah is more important than Torah. Right? What's the point I know over there? The writing is from Elisha. We're not going to go into it. The Mishabura brings in some Kuvot, he brings the Rekeah, that says if a person is Mevatel Tefillah because of Torah, it's as if he learned nothing. And I was once Zoicha to sit next to Rabbi Zvi Orbach Shlita when a Bacha came in with a lot of different Shailas of Tefillah. One of the Shailas was he was worried that if I double a long Shmina Esel, let's say I'm Ashik on Etzin, I'm going to come late in the morning, say the Gansa, Shtikel Torah, how is the Cheshvin of Bittel Torah? Rabbi Zul said to him, there's no such thing as little Torah when it comes to tefillah. So often in Mishavur, so often in Rekeach. That the person doesn't make cheshbonis. Tefillah is not, doesn't come on the cheshbon of Torah. It's a very, very big yisoid. And Be'etzem, Ruchayim Belozhin, Nefesh HaChayim, Shadalat, tells us a famous yisoid that we know that if there was no Torah being learned in this world, if a moment would go by that not one word of Torah, if it ever be Shaykh, Chas V'Shalom, if it would be Shaykh, that no one in this country, in England, in Chutzlaritz, in Australia, all over the world, there'll be a period of time, a moment, where no one would utter a word of Torah, the entire world will be destroyed and go back to Tohu Vavohu. As they state Nefesh HaChayim. Says the Nefesh HaChayim, just like it works by Tohu, it's the same thing by Tefillah. And the Shin Shabinda speaks about it by Riches, that if a moment would go by in the world, that everybody's happy, everyone's got what they want. Everyone's got the suit that they want, the tie that they want, the chabusa that they want, the shidduch that they want, the kids, the school, the everything. Nobody's davening. So the Nefesh HaChayim, the entire world, will cease to exist and will turn back to Torah Rabbah before Bereshis. Because it's not shaykh to have a world without Torah. Who has in the Nefesh HaChayim? It's not shaykh to have the world without Tefillah. That's how important it is. Ruchayim Kanievsky spells that also. Now, we have to realize that when we daven, there's a moedik tikkun that goes on the shemayin, and every single word of tefillah that we're saying, your bony shalom waits, and it's chalishing to hear every word about tefillahs. We don't realize, we mumble sometimes with the words, we don't understand what we're saying so much, we don't think it's worth anything to do bony shalom. It's nishtazai. Your bony shalom is mashing every word of our tefillahs, even if they're said not dafka with the grace of kavanah, but they're said. And that's the ikka that the Rabbeinu Shimon looks for. Chazal tells us as well, Eino HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'olamoy,
Seda Yom brings down nowadays in our Golos. It's very schwer to find the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in our lives. But if a person goes to Beis HaKnesses and he found his Pistalo, he finds the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in a Mordek Oifen. This was a Shrik and Agadoma to understand what's going on in Tefillah. We'll speak Beis Hashem, the Henshech, much more Yonim. I want to start now with the Ikka, Halochas, and the Chiyuvim and obligations of Tefillah. Number one. What is the chiyuv, the obligation to daven? What is the chiyuv of tefillah? So the Rambam, we know, the beginning of the tefillah, the Rambam says there's a mitzvah asay to daven every single day. Right? You look at the chinuch, seems to say the same thing, Abu Jam also. But the ikar shittas Rambam is, there's a mitzvah asay to daven every single day. How do we know that? Shereba ba'avadatem as Hashem el loy keichem. As a member, that's the mitzvah asay. However, the zmanei hatfilah and the nusach hatfilah. So that is something that's not minat Torah. What's minat Torah of the Rambam is to mention a shvach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to ask for what you need, to make a bakasha, and then to give a shvach and haidah to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If you're the Rambam, that's the raisa. We're going to see this raisa now.
What's the passage the Rambam said?
But avadatem as Hashem and akeichem, the Gemara will say, "Praise Hashem." Will speak up the Gemara in Tainis. Ezi shabayi shvalei utzila. Right, that's the avoider that the posuk over there is talking about. That's Hashem Elokeichem. Now, the Ramban, Shitas HaRamban, is chodik on the Ramban, and the Ramban holds that tefillah is midrabbanan, as well as mashmo, also in Rashi, in Brachos, Yitzayin, on the base, and other Rishonim as well, that they learn pshat in the Ramban, it's not the pshat that the Ramban holds, that tefillah is always midrabbanan, there's no doraisa. Avada and Avada, the Ramban also holds that tefillah is doraisa. But it's not one of the mitzvahs I say. It's not one of the minyan, it's not one of the counted mitzvahs that we count. And the Ikka Tefillah to the Ramban is, as the Shlach the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave us, he gave us a Moedik, a Chesed, in order to do something, in order to call to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and so the Ramban, when a person is in an Eis Tzara, that's when we're dealing with a Doraisa, that's when there's a mitzvah for a person to daven, and that's the Baisa, the Pesach of the Mishabura, in Erechayim, Sibu Kuvav, Sibu Adon. Now, that's the Chiyuv of tefillah. So again, like we said, there's a mitzvah to say to feed the Rambam for a person to daven because the posuk of Avadatem as Hashem Elokeichem is a void of Shemalei, so tefillah, and we're trying to stand base. Oh. Some hold, like we said, is the Reisa, it's a Rambam Be'etzem, most hold, like Ramban, Rashi, and it's only a Durabon. Now, the obligation. The chiyuv of tefillah is for a person every single day to give shvach to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to ask for that which you need, and then to give shvach v'haidah to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. After Klal, now this what Be'etzem was in those days, that's what they used to do. Unfortunately, when Klal Yisrael now is in Golus, and we're dispersed into the nations of the world, Ezra HaSofer came with his Beis Din, which basically comprised of Be'erach 120 big Zkenim, many of them were Nevi'im, that the Gemara tells us in Megillah Yitzayim at the base, is the Maisa, they were Masakin, the Tfilas, Be'ikah the Shmoyna Esra, that we daven today, and that's what they were Masakin. And the Rambam said, look very closely to Shemin Esra. The first three brachos are Shvach, the last three brachos are Shemin Esra, Haidah, and everything in the middle is basically is asking for your personal needs. So this mamish fills the Doraisa, the Rambam, and that's the Maisa of the Masakin, the brachos from Ezra. Now, the amount of tefillahs. Ezra was Masakin, that the amount of tefillahs should be equal to the amount of korbanos. The Nelim was Masakin, two tefillahs every single day. Shachus is keneged tomet shel boike, and mincha keneged tomet shel bein ha'amayim. Marid was masakin only afterwards, the ma'aseh, because Klal Yisrael, and it wasn't a chiyuv gomo, right, like Shachus and mincha, but Klal Yisrael is mekabel marid as a chiyuv gomo, right? Look at the Gemara in Brachos Chof Zayin, Amud Beis talks about marid over there, we're not going to go into the inyan, but about you have three tefillahs, the Gemara tells us, Avrami Yitzchak Yaakov, b'chol. Okay. So we know the chiyuvim of tefillah. Who's obligated to daven? Who's got a chiyuv to daven? So there's a brother, every Yidin Klal Yisrael has a chiyuv to daven, that's a double portion. Women are also chayiv. Women are chayiv to daven. According to most Poskim, the Ikka is Shmoneh Esrei, Shachris, and Mincha, Maariv Davka. Again, some women do daven Maariv. It's also good for a woman to say Kriya Shema, at least the first paragraph of Kriya Shema, every single day. If a woman can't daven for whatever reason, busy with the kids, all these sorts of reasons that she should say a tefillah ktsara, a small tefillah that encompasses all of the three things that we said of the Rambam, that is a shvach, asking for a need and a dog, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Now, kids, we know
that once a child is able to read, so we should teach a child to say the first pasuk of Shema, Krachis Aminig, that we do already by the Upshan, even before sometimes they can speak. Another, once they reach Chinuch, we should start teaching them the brachos of Kriya Shema, for sure even the Zman of Kriya Shema. And then, when they get even older, then above they should be davening all three together. Who's part of from Tfilah? So Ba'etzim, even if a person is Isaac in Torah, Kol Ayoyim Kulay, unless you're holding on the Madrega of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Abadi, you still have a Chiyah at the close of Gemara, stop the Seder, and daven Shachris, Mincha, and Mari. If a person is Isaac B'mitzvah, for example, you have a Chassan, or you have someone that's Isaac in Sochei Rabbim, collecting stock, all these sorts of things, another person should not be massing on the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Again, I'm not getting into the Shaila, should you daven with a minion at the Chassana, or not daven with a minion at the Chassana? I personally did daven with a minion at my Chassana. Although again, I'm not getting into that. The Ikri is, don't be massing on the actual Kriya Shema and the Tefillah. If a person is Isaac in other Sochei Rabbim, so this will depend on...
Yeah. So if you're Isaac in any mitzvah...
So if you're Isaac in any mitzvah, it will also depend when you started. It could be if you started before, for example, the Havdekadisha with the Kvura, it started before this man, and it continues and continues, Senechanam, it could be their Pata. But again, most people will not be Pata, there will always be a Zman for a person to stop, or Kenzan, he's not even allowed to start in the beginning, that will be the Zman we'll get to. Now, if a person is drunk, if a person is extremely drunk, he can't speak in front of a melech, Abadi should not daven, it's a shayi, he has to daven all over again. If a person is only a little bit drunk, so the chatzchil he shouldn't daven as long as he feels the alcohol is affecting him. Come again, weiter. That's the halachas of the chiyuvim and who's obligated to daven. Let's continue now with kavana, right? Again, we're getting into halachas over here, right? There's halachas mamish about all these inyanim. The etzem avadit person is mamish mafush in shulchan aruch, and of course tefillah, that a person has to have kavana during davening. As we know, the word tefillah has exactly the same gematria as the word kavana b'leiv, each one is 515, and therefore that's why it's important for a person to have kavana during tefillah. Now, when a person davens about, he should understand, he should realize who is he davening in front of, right? The Gemara tells us, for example, if a person wants his tefillah to be heard, so he has to daven the right kavana. If a person doesn't daven the right kavana, it doesn't work, right? There being a moshul, for example, there being a moshul of a person that's having a chosh of a minister, right? He's a chosh of a person, and a very, very big minister's coming to his house, and he says to his kids, listen, I can't make it today. You know, go, you know, you greet the minister when he comes. You know, you go to the doors, bring him in, make him a tea, whatever. How does that look to the minister when he comes and sees the person he came to see is too busy for him? He can't come right now. But he said to his kids, very nice. It doesn't do the same job. So when the scrolling being down, it's the same thing by tefillah. Now we know that every single mitzvah is a certain eva of a person's body. The eva of tefillah is not the mouth. A lot of people think the eva of tefillah to be yoked to the mitzvah is your mouth. It's nishta zay. Okay, it's the leiv. Maybe it's the leiv that's the mitzvah of tefillah. And sometimes we're too busy to send the leiv, so we send the mouth instead. And the mouth is doing all the work. Now, how does that look for the melech when he comes to answer tefillahs and he sees, well, your leiv, which is the mitzvah, couldn't make it, but we sent the lips instead to do lip service. So the ma'aseh doesn't go, as the ma'aseh of the Gemara, if a person wants to be answered when it's finished. And sometimes we wonder, why is it that we're not answered? You know, we daven, it's for Danish, it doesn't work, right? So the ma'aseh of the sons of the Gemara, the person having the correct kavana. So the ma'aseh is ma'akeh v'shtikul and tefillah. We're going to see Divin and Yonim, they gave that also. You know, the Lashon, look at the Lashon kavana. Lashon kavana is Lashon kivun, direction. And the person has to direct his kavana, his tefillahs, his bakoshas on a certain way, and the mail will be answered. You know, the Anshe Knesset go to put a moedike koyach in the tefillah. Mamash, an unbelievable koyach, like a dynamite. That's inside the words of the tefillah. And the etzem, sometimes even if we say the words without mamash big kavana, but the words alone are a moedike dynamite that are packed inside with takonos chazal that they put inside for us to get a lot of hanor from it. The Mesilas Yeshayim, when he discusses all of the yonim of tefillah, he says, you know, a person has to realize that it's massive and matam with the Rebbeinu Shalom. You're bargaining with the Rebbeinu Shalom, you're speaking to the Rebbeinu Shalom. You know, there was a fellow one time who was speaking at the Kaisel, he overheard him talking, and he was telling the Rebbeinu Shalom his whole day. He was going through his day, telling the Rebbeinu Shalom what happened today. And then he said, no, sorry, I told you that yesterday. And he continued. It was a conversation. He felt he was talking to someone. We should bring a good by weeks about this. He says, imagine you have someone on the other side of a fence, right? And you know he's there. He's not saying a word. He can't speak right now. The person can't speak. But you know he's listening. You could go on for hours and hours and hours talking to him. Right? You'd have a roommate, for example, right? That you're telling him the whole day's things. You've got to sleep 20 minutes ago. But you just keep on going. You keep on going. With the Rebbeinu Shlomo, you have to realize the same thing. We have to work on this nigga that we have to realize there is somebody listening to our tefillahs. The Rebbeinu Shlomo cares. And so the Shlomo says, if a person would work on it in a little way, in a very close time, he'll get to a realization that he will feel that there's someone listening, and he will feel that he's actually talking to someone. Let's continue with Halachos of Kavana. There's a Medrash Tanchuma in Parashat Kisavim that says that when a person davens, he should not have two hearts, meaning his mind in two different places. One heart for the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and the second heart for someone else, for other things that he's thinking about at the same time. You know, the Hasidim Rishonim used to spend 9 hours a day on tefillah. 1 hour before, 1 hour after, 1 hour during. We don't even spend a quarter of that time for our tefillahs itself. So our kapolim, at least at the time that we do spend on tefillah, we should try and work on our kavanah and our concentration. Just one last thing. Somebody came to the Vilna Gaon, and they said to the Vilna Gaon, can you give us an eitzah for kavanah? Give us an eitzah to do b'chavim for tefillah, so we should have better kavanah. The Vilna Gaon said, if a person davens in a siddur, looking inside the words, so that the etzem brings up the Vilna Gaon, brings a person to tremendous, tremendous, tremendous kavanah. Everyone knows the famous mice of the Manchester Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, that certain people used to, one time, they wanted to put someone's name in a Fush Lema, so they decided to go steal Rosh Hashiva Siddur, to write the name inside of his column over there in the Siddur, and no way the Rosh Hashiva will daven for him when he gets to Rafa'inu. So they put the name in, a couple of weeks later, they said to Rosh Hashiva, you know, they felt bad, you know, we took his Siddur, we voted him, maybe it's not nice, and I laid there. So they went to him and said, I'm sorry, my mom should ask Mechila, I'm telling you sorry. He said, for what reason? He said, we wrote in your Siddur. He said, what do you mean? I didn't see anything. What do you mean? They said, we opened the Siddur. And there it was. Now, he said, I'm sorry. I don't look out of the words. I only see the words and I see the words. And remember, he didn't see anything else. One of the things which the Sforim bring down is ma'akiv for kavanah is a person having a mokim for tefillah. Again, we've already said, we're dealing with halacha over here. We're not dealing with musa and ashkof. This halacha and ma'isa budan and chayim and shulchan aruch. There's a Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara in Brochus that Vavu Beis tells us. The Rebbeinu Shalom comes to help whoever is kriveya mokoim for tefillah. And the Gemara tells that a person is zoicha that his tefillahs are going to be answered better. There's a Shulchan Aruch Mefush. It's passing the Shulchan Aruch and Ruchayim Simon Tzadiches. That we know that tefillahs are mokoim korban. Tefillahs are mokoim korban. And every korban has a mokoim kavua. Ruchayim Kanievsky and Aruch Yoshev brings down Chalila to be mezalzel in such a halacha which is mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, it's a chiyuv gomel. And a person is awesome the shamlis. And this is a very, very important need. Listen, we're dealing with people with halacha. People think that what we're discussing now is a shkafa, a musa. No, no, it's a mefurish in Shulchan Aruch. Rabchaim Kineska is awesome as zalzel. It's a mefurish in Shulchan Aruch that's brought down. And a Gemara tells her that a person does it. And he's kubeya mokay. He's zeichel to a wonderful zach. Now, the Maisa, the Chai Odom tells us, what are they doing? The Chai Odom spells out the halacha like this, that the cheshbon of being kaveya mokay means to spend all of your tefillahs in the same shul with the same nusach that you daven, and it's not only in the same shul, but avada also in the same place within the shul. Says the Shulchan Aruch Mefurish and Siman Tzadik Tzadik Tes, it is like this. Not only do we mean Shmoneh Esrei, people think mokay kavu Shmoneh Esrei, open the rest of davening, we can start running up and down, looking out the window, look at it. No! The Shulchan Aruch, we talk mokay kavu of the tefillah means for the ganze tefillah, for the entire tefillah mitzchila v'yatzayif. Now, there's a merging of Sfas-Emes. The Sfas-Emes in Brochus tells us that just like we know, when the Siruf of Yidin is a moyudik aschus, also when a person davens every day in the same place, there's a special kedusha connected that place. And that's why it's also the shalos. Right? And it's supposed to, but it also shows Buddha and Swami, it shows that a person's tefillah is not a burden on him, it's not oil on him. The kafachayim brings, the moyudik kafachayim, fucking cook with chess. So the kafachayim, that if you're sitting next to people that disturb your kavana, there is a mitzvah to move your place. As I state in kafachayim. Now, Purin again, Shaila, what's the halacha? If you get to your place, and somebody's taking your mokim kavua, no, it's one again, maybe not in yeshiva, make the chutzos when you have a place, and somebody goes, avada, avada, toita, and amis is considered your mokim, so try to sit as close as you can to your mokim, and it's considered your place. Now, I want to finish with one last thing, but also, by the way, it's brought down that even if a person davens at home, for example, if a person is sick and he davens at home whenever he's sick, so he should have a miyukadika place, the dafka, for when he's davening in his home in that situation. Just to finish your voice, Rabbi Sosa says that tefillah is loshon tofel. Secondary, you don't understand exactly how tefillah works or where it works. There was a modika maisa. There was once a war going on here in Eretz Yisrael, and the Beis Yisrael from Ger was tremendously nervous. Oh, but very, very not like his character. Right? He didn't get disturbed by these things. Oh, but he was very, very disturbed by this war, and he was very, very, very worried about this war. And he decided to make an asiva of cheder boys. And they closed down all the chadorim. They got all the kids, all the kinderlach from cheder, and they gathered them together in the hall, and they said to them, kinderlach, there's an enemy. There's someone out there that wants to kill your tati and your mummy. We have to daven to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You have to say tilim with meaning, with a kavanah to thank, ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, please remove the gzeira. And the children, the tinokos of Israel, can you imagine when they heard such a thing? The silence, the most unbelievable to hear that they were saying over there. The Beis Yisrael walked past the hall and he said, it's all over. A tefillah like that is not shaykh, and the name of the whole thing is over. The boy said, we put our head to a little bit of the halachas and understand what goes on in tefillah, so our tefillah becomes a brand new thing. The boy said, Beis Hashem, join us tomorrow for more of the halachas.